right on time. Right on time. Yeah, 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 yeah. WJTL's Aaron Cole and Toby Mack coming your way right on time. Josh Wilson before that and Sarah Groves as well. Good morning to you, 720.
Weather-wise today, clouds on the increase, scattered flurries, maybe an afternoon snow shower. Windy today too, high 39. Low 28 tonight, windy with scattered showers. Snow showers, that is. And we have a few snow showers in the picture Thursday, mixed maybe with rain later in the day. Highs will be in the mid-40s. Right now it's 29 in Harrisburg, 28 in Lancaster.
This morning, our special guest from Sight and Sound Theaters, Joshua Angus here, producer and director of the new show, Jesus. And Joshua, you guys have been doing shows at Sight and Sound for how long? Since
it's,
the 80s?
42 years.
42
yeah,
years.
Since 1976.
76, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
How many shows have you done over these years?
Oh, it's hard to know exactly, but you know, we average a brand new show about every 2 or 3 years.
And now you're in Branson as well.
Correct.
And you just started a new show there not too long ago.
Yeah, so Samson premiered here a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And then it takes about a year to disassemble that, ship it out there, reassemble it, and rehearse it and get up on stage. So that is now premiering in Branson, Missouri.
And how long will that run there?
That's going to run for probably 2 years.
Okay.
And the new show, Jesus, will run just this year until January of 2018. 19.
So that's your brand new show. It's called Jesus. And, I mean, how do you take a story as vast as the story of Jesus?
Yeah.
And do you have a theme? Do you have an idea? How did you put it together?
Yeah, you know, we get very excited once we select the show that we want to do on the stage. And then there comes that time where you sit down with that blank piece of paper. And, you know, you have to lead the charge, you know, on the creative front on what this is going to be. And that really did, the responsibility of that really did hit heavy on me initially, because, you know, people don't necessarily have a personal relationship with Moses or Noah or Joseph,
right?
But they might with Jesus.
Yeah.
And so how you handle that story is of utmost importance and reverence. And so obviously a lot of prayer went into it. And the theme that came out almost immediately was the theme love that rescues.
Mm.
It's the greatest rescue story of all time.
Yeah.
And so what we did with this show was we really focused on people's lives before an encounter with Jesus and then their lives after an encounter with Jesus. And we kind of wrapped the whole script around that. It's not a biography. It's not a chronological storytelling of Jesus. It's a very unique portrayal of a very familiar story.
Yeah.
And it's just chock full of innovation, flashbacks, and interesting storytelling. Of course, beautiful music. And transitions. So, yeah, it's been quite an adventure.
Now that you got to see it come to life from that one piece of blank paper, was there a part that you said, yeah, I love that's my favorite part. That part was it.
Yeah, you know, because we represent so many different stories within this as far as people's life changes, you know, each one has a very special, unique quality to it. But there was a scene that I was looking forward to the most, and it was the scene with a person, you know, by the name of Legion, who lived across the Sea of Galilee, who was tormented, and he was an outcast of outcasts. And what stirred my heart, our heart, about that particular character is, you know, here Jesus was, a Jew with the disciples, going to a place where they never were supposed to be. They went across the Galilee to where Gentiles were, where they raised pigs for a living, where this guy who lived in cemeteries, they weren't allowed near the dead. And Jesus left the 99 to rescue that one. He rolled up his sleeves, crossed a stormy sea, climbed a mountain to rescue that one soul that needed rescued. And that, to me, was the scene that really affirmed the theme, love that rescues. And we actually didn't change the blocking on that scene for the 7 weeks of rehearsals. Everything else changed like crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But that one, we nailed it,
and we loved it. We moved on.
Yeah.
How many folks does it take to put on a show like that?
Well, we have a running crew of probably about 120 people just to make a show run.
Amazing.
But like I said, we have 600 plus employees at Sight and Sound.
Right.
3.5 years to build these brand new shows. 1 year to figure out what it is. The second year to figure out how we're going to do it. And then the third year on actually building that production.
If folks want more information, want to find out when they could see Jesus, they can visit you online.
Yep, sight-sound.com or check us out on Facebook.
Very cool. We'll talk more with Joshua coming up. Here's Randy.